UAPs. There has been a lot going on with UAPs, formerly known as UFOs lately. It makes me feel like we are getting closer to revealing contact, but then I see how the government is cutting back on releasing UAP info. It is hard to know what to think. It almost feels like the dying gasps of resistance are being used and we are soon to overcome them. As I have said many times, whether the information on UAPs has some bad points or not, we are still entitled to know what is going on. This stuff could be far more important than even the wars we fight. It might even lead to a world peace for all we know. An article was written about a television show which discussed the fact an explorer found a cave when he was exploring the Grand Tetons. It said he went into the cave and while he was there he met strange alien-looking beings. These beings were said to greet him and ask him if he would like to be shown around. In all my years of studying and writing about these things, this is the first time I have heard about this. It was said to have taken place in the 1930s. One thing we seem to have found out about UAPs is there is a very good chance they hide in mountains and volcanoes, besides probably having bases under the water and ground. I don't know how many bases there could be. But when I think about all the places UAPs have been seen, it makes me think there are far more aliens living on this planet, and perhaps that is one of the reasons some in the government are trying to keep all this as secret as they can. It could turn out millions of extraterrestrials live here and we are unaware of that fact. There is a lot which could worry us, especially if we find out they are interfering with the Earth's governments. I would hope if they are here, they have a hands-off policy. There has been an announcement made which states the Office of the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community will hold a briefing about UAPs. The briefing is classified and the House Oversight Committee members are said to be attending. It seems to me the administration is either very worried about what might get out about UAPs, or there is a quiet revolution in the government by people who want the public to know the truth. This subject just won't go away. Remember all those UAP reports about extraterrestrial craft being seen and even attacking us and others during the Vietnamese War? It seems the UAPs are very interested in the war in the Ukraine. Poles reported seeing a UAP over the border during a bombing attack by Russia on Ukraine. During that time, Polish air defenses were put on alert. I keep hearing there are people in the administration and also in Great Britain who keep referring to demonic forces when they talk about UAPs. It's funny, but I don't ever recall this term being used before a couple of years ago. I find it hard to believe that intelligent people would use a term like this, especially if they mean it literally. Do some people in high positions really believe the devil has anything to do with UAPs? Avi Loeb is a Harvard scientist who has been in the news a lot lately. If you recall, he went on an ocean voyage looking for a UAP thought to have crashed in the ocean and came back with what he called debris, but some scientists didn't agree that was what it was. Anyway, he is now saying there is a very simple way for extraterrestrials to contact us, and this could be by artificial intelligence. Every time contact is spoken about, it is treated as if it hasn't happened yet. Many of us feel it probably has, and it is just that everyone has been kept out of the loop who is not part of the in crowd. There are many contact stories. Take all those abduction stories, for example, or some of those other stories where people were said to meet and talk with aliens. A woman in Leeds, England, believes she is being watched by a UAP. She claims it has been flying over her home. It is said to appear both in the mornings and at night. The lady has taken photos of it with her phone. When she referred to how long this has been happening, she gave an incredible reply of for years. There are still those who try and put down every UAP witness and whistleblower. Just as more information is coming out, this seems to have angered some people. I guess they have their reasons. But it is a mystery to me why some get so angry. Sometimes UAPs which are reported are stranger than usual. There are the ones that morph into other shapes as they fly across the sky, for example. What could be stranger than that? Could it be they are not doing this at all, just projecting an image over the craft to disguise what it really looks like? We have developed the technology to make things look like they are in the sky when they are not, and these make-believe objects can even be seen on radar. Last year, a cylinder-shaped object which was spinning very fast was reported flying over Connecticut. Some of the ones which interest me the most are the pyramid-shaped craft. They could be coming here for thousands of years and inspired all the pyramids on Earth. Relatively new air are the flaming orange round UAPs. Lately, there have been quite a few reports of sightings of them. Tucker Carlson has always been outspoken. He made a statement that if he discovers any proof of extraterrestrial contact, he will publish it immediately. He added his opinion he believes we have already made this contact and the government has accomplished it. David Grush, the UAP whistleblower who appeared before the House, stated sometimes alien pilots are found dead. He had gone on to say we now have quite a few alien craft. This makes me wonder about what he told the House on closed session. When people say he presented no proof, what could they expect him to present? Secret documents. This is crazy. I don't expect any whistleblower to have any evidence because it is all kept from them. When ships sight fleets of UAPs, the next thing that happens is people board the ship and take all the recordings and tell everyone to keep quiet.